She was a stewardess on the run between the world and Vietnam. She just turned 21, trying hard to remain calm. But now she couldn't sleep at night, couldn't eat or laugh or cry up there on that endless flight. Couldn't help but wonder why she had a boyfriend back in Denver. Hadn't heard from him in weeks. Had some Colorado college friends. Now they didn't even speak. All her life she wanted to fly, ever since she was a little girl. Now she was hauling young men off to die, halfway around the world, Seattle to Alaska, Japan to Cameron Bay, McKinley then Mount Fuji, sunrise twice in the same day. She was running out of breath up there, she was running out of words. Sister of Mercy, Angel of Death, flying the freedom bird. From the steakhouse at Fort Lewis to Sin City in Anquet, an endless stream of boys and men, some traveling just one way. Desperation in their humor, terror hidden in their eyes. Some of them were so handsome, some of them seemed so wise. They'd flirt with her, she did her best just to be polite. And it was coffee, tea or milk, and I hope you enjoy the flight. Rough air over Thailand, she went sprawling in the aisle. 100 pairs of hungry eyes, all she could do was blush and smile. Seattle to Alaska, Japan to Cameron Bay, McKinley then Mount Fuji, sunrise twice in the same day. She was running out of breath up there, she was running out of words. Sister of Mercy, Angel of Death, flying the freedom bird. Fresh-faced boys in new fatigues got on with close-cropped hair. Sad old men got on again in worn-out boots and thousand-yard stares. She was a stewardess on the run between the world and Vietnam, and she just turned 21.